Cemetery give Medina your lettuce. So the dinam of somebody who gives birth of boy hasty ifim. Miyad kesheschila isha lahargish simane leida. Immediately when a woman starts feeling the simonim of giving birth, afilu hi misupekas. Even if she's not sure, karen la miyaledes, she's called a miyaledes, afilu mimakam rachak, kama parsois. Even if she's far away, many parsois, she is still called a menekes. Right? Meaning, I don't know, that didn't mean that. Meaning you call the Maya, you call the what do you call them nowadays? Nowadays they call them
Midwife.
the midwife. There you go. Nowadays they have doulas and shmulas and all these type of things. But you can call it even from far away. Meaning, even though you're mesupik, whether she's really going into labor, you still call her. That comes up a lot nowadays. You know, the woman's not sure. Should she not? Da da da. Right? So they don't have to. It's an interesting shot that comes up. Let's say she's starting to go into labor Friday afternoon, an hour or two before Shabbos. So she's mechuyev to go to the hospital, get there before Shabbos, on the chance that she's on the chance that she's gonna go into labor, or she does not have to. Pasha says she does not have to go. If she knows 100% that she's going to labor, then yeah, but you don't know 100%. Anyways, Beis, Yeled, a woman giving birth is Mamash Achel Shiesh V'Sakana. Mechal Shabbos for everything that she needs. Ach, im Efshel Lases Al Yedei Shinoi, if it's possible for her to do it Al Yedei Shinoi, Al Yedei Akum, or through a goy, oisin, right? You want to do everything with a shina and a goy. Even though we had learned yesterday or 2 days ago that anything with pikuach nefesh, you not only do you not do with a shina and not with a goy, you get the rabbi to do it. But yeledes is different because since it's the natural way that Hashem created the world, that a woman's supposed to give birth, and most women, Baruch Hashem, make it through that birth. So therefore, it's considered the way of the world. It doesn't have the same status as the regular sakana. When she sits on the birthing stool, that's when she becomes a yeledes. Or when the blood starts flowing, or she can't. She doesn't have the koyach to walk by herself. Even a woman who has a miscarriage after 40 days. From conception, which would be from mikvah, dina k'yeledes, she also has a din of a yeledes. Gimel, kol gimel yom rishonim afilo yomer hashein atzrichus. And now after the birth, for all three, the first 3 days, even if she says she doesn't need mechalan el Shabbos, we are mechal Shabbos for her. Meaning, she says, no, I'm good, we're still mechal Shabbos. Now nowadays, some folks can say that whole thing has changed. You know, these ladies, sometimes they're bouncing around already in the hospital after a day or two. So, but in theory, the first 3 days when Machal shouts everything. After
So
that,
I'm
if she
saying,
had.
even if they're bouncing around, even if they're willing to do things, then they were still Mechal Shabbos for them.
No, that's what I'm saying. In theory, in theory, yes. But in practical, if she's bouncing around and she's running around, and then. You know how many times I get questions from ladies that they want to go get a manicure and they want to get it for the bris, right? So it was unheard of, 34 years, unheard of that would
I
even
think it was
be.
unheard of even like 15 years ago.
Could be. I don't know. I don't keep track. But you remember the days when a woman had a baby, she went into the hospital for 4 days, right? 4 or 5 days,
Now they
right?
want to be out 24 hours later.
Yeah, now it's 24, they're bouncing. So it's hard to say that you can go be Michal Shabbos for her, right? But Lamaisa, push comes to shove, yeah. And after the 3 days, and if she has no other sickness, Rak Tzara Leda, she's just recovering from the birth. If she says she needs it, Michal Michal Shabbos. If she says she doesn't need it, ain't Michal, we're not Michal. We count these days from the days of the birth. And it's not a 24 hour thing. This is a big mechlokes. If she has a baby on a Wednesday, let's say Shkia nowadays 8 o'clock. Let's say she had a baby on Wednesday 7 o'clock. Once Shabbos hits, she's already out of a third day. Why? Because Wednesday is day one, even though it was only an hour. And then this Thursday, and then Friday comes Friday night. She's already out of her 3 days. And if she has a baby on Shabbos afternoon, then by the time the next Shabbos rolls around, she is already out of 7 days. Now, not everybody agrees to this. And this really comes up is when you have a woman who has a baby within 3 days of Yom Kippur. So she has a baby within 3 days of Yom Kippur. So it's of the same machlokes here. So do we go with 72 hours or not? For that, it seems like most places can say we go with the 72 hours, which is why if a woman has a baby 2.5 days before Yom Kippur, her Yom Kippur will start 12 hours into Yom Kippur. That's when she'll have to start doing shiurim. She'll do shiurim. And if there's a little bit of a chashas, she's weak in her nature. Like we just said, if you do, you go with the opinions that says we count it mamash 3 24 hours, then there's no loss. After 7 days, even if she says I need it, ain't mechalana, you're not mechal Shabbos. Until 30 days, she's a chalash ain b'sakana v'ayis and kol tzarchel, and you can, like we said, that anybody who's a chayil shemus hakana, you're allowed to ask a guy. Havalahasa, but to light a fire for her, mutar afilu Yisrael, even a Yisrael is allowed to light a fire, kishaloi nimsa akam benakel, if you can't easily find a guy. Afilu b'tkufas tamas, even the tkufas tamas, mashum de yeledes, kol shloshim yoyim, sukenes hi betzina. Because a yeledes, all 30 days, is considered sakana that she can't be cold. So therefore, you're allowed to even have a yid put on a fire. And some say that it's not only lighting a fire. If shiitake has a big need for something, then you'd be able to do it. Obviously, nowadays, if you needed it, so we tell you to turn it on with a shinui, right? If you need to turn on the heat in the house, you turn on with a shinui. Hey, avlad shenoylad, the baby that's born, rachitzenose, you wash him up, v'chaytchenes tabura, and you tie up the umbilical cord, u'miyashu nevorov, straighten out his limbs, v'aysen like kolzor, you do everything for him. Achimena ben Kayama, but if he's not a ben Kayama, meaning if he's not viable, right? This is one of the most fascinating changes of nature that have happened since the times of Shas. In the times of Shas, if a baby was born in the 8th month, that baby's considered dead. You're not even allowed to lift up the baby. The baby's muksa. Just as we got finished with the daf, the baby's totally muksa. The Gemara says if a mother wants to nurse that baby, she has to bend over the baby and let the baby nurse from her. She cannot hold the baby. That's how strongly the Chachamim held that an 8-month-old is not going to survive. Right? So as we're saying, Asura Latalta, right? That the mother can bend over and nurse. So not even to keep the baby alive. She can only bend over to, these are Gemaras. And she can only bend over because she's going to be in pain from the milk. But not because this baby's going to be alive. Clearly, the Metzius changed on that one for sure, right? David, I think we'll all agree to that, right? That the Metzius changed, and that in
That's
8 months.
crazy. Now you could much earlier, even much earlier, they live.
No, that's the thing. In the Gemara's time, the 7th month and 9th month were viable. 8th month, not.
Yeah, I'm saying it's
Yeah.
crazy.
So,
Yep,
yeah.
big changes.
No. Yeah. Fine. That's the easy part of the kitzur. Now we start with the harder part. Dinei eruv. Well, actually, this part's not so bad. Dinei eruv a boy chav zayin seifim. There's 27 seifim here. Shnei Yisrael ma'ayosar adam b'chatzar achas. If two yidden or more are living in one chatzar, kol echad b'cheder b'fnei atzmai. Each one lives in their own room. They can't ca carry, meaning they share a common area, but they have two different apartments. They're not allowed to carry there, meaning this has nothing to do with that it's surrounded by fences. It has nothing to do with that. It could be even within a house. If they have a common area and they both rent their own rooms, then you're not allowed to carry there. Not from the bottom to the chatzar, not from house to house, not from house to house. Not even with the derech of the chatzar. Let's say they have a window or a door that goes from one house to the other house. As soon as the talta derech shem, you can't carry that way. and it's a mitzvah for them to make an eruv chatzeris, which will then allow them to carry. Shelo yavayu l'idei michshol. And the reason why it's a mitzvah, let's say they don't want to carry out there. Okay, so they don't have to. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is because you don't want any of them to be nichshol and carrying, which we'll see, which is why many hold that all cities should have an eruv, even if they don't hold of using the eruv lechatchila, right? But you should have an eruv to take away from people by mistake carrying. Base, shnei chatzeres sheyesh b'neihem pesach. We have two chatzeres and there's a door in between them. If they want, meaning when we say chatzeres, each chatzer has multiple people living there, right? You see this more in Yerushalayim. You have these little chatzeres, right? A bunch of people, and it all opens up to one. It's sort of like an apartment building, right? So you have two apartment buildings, and they have a doorway combining the apartment buildings. Im writes him. They can make their own eruv. Everybody in that building could carry in the building. But they cannot carry from one chatzah to the other chatzah any utensils that are in the house. If they want, they can make an eruv together and then they could combine both apartment buildings. Then they can carry in the chatzar even kalim that are in the houses. And if there's only a window in between them, it's four tefachim wide, meaning it's a valid entrance. Four tefachim high, and it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. Ve'ein by sriga, and it has no sriga. Literally means lattice work, but it means it has no window. Gam ken yichaylum la'ara b'yachad. They could also make an error because as long as they have the ability to transfer things in between, that's enough. Ha'al pachas mizeh, less than that, ain yichaylum la'ara b'yachad. They cannot make an error together. And if there's a window in between the two houses, even if it's higher than 10 tefachim, that you could. Why? Meaning between two houses. Because this rule of a house is considered as if it's filled up. Right? Meaning when you have a house that's covered with a roof, then we look at it as if the whole house is full of items or objects, right? And Memela, the window is not looked at like it's higher than 10 tefachim. Yeah. Okay, so we will stop on for part one.